Father, we're so grateful this morning that you are the fountain of living water. And we come this morning to this well, to drink from this water, to satisfy our soul. God, we thank you for each person that is in this room. We thank you for each person that is tuning online. We thank you, Lord, that we are putting time aside to be in your presence, to say, God, we need you, teach us, lead us, guide us. Lord, we want to say thank you for your presence in our life and for the power of the Holy Spirit that is given to each one of us when we become born again. Lord, thank you that everything has been made available to us to live a victorious life. Lord, thank you for your presence and thank you for the love of God. Thank you that you are looking for us to talk with us, to commune with us. God, we want to say thank you that you never give up on us. Even in the moments when we give up on others, in the moments where we feel like we gave up on you because of misunderstanding, discouragement, problems, sickness, issues, pressure. But God, you never give up on us even in those moments. Lord, and we want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Because deep inside of our hearts, we still want you. And that's the reason why we gather together. That's the reason why we're crying out to you. That's the reason why we turn our eyes to you and our voices to you. We lift up. Because we're in need of you. We are in need of your Holy Spirit. We're in need of a breakthrough in our life. We're in need of healing. We are in need of forgiveness. We are in need of renewed minds. We are in need for you to touch our lips, to speak truth. We're in need of you, O God, this morning. And I pray that one more time you will cause us to live for you. That you'll remind us that we belong to you. That no power of hell has authority over our lives. That even though we go through the valley of the shadow of death, you are with us. Because in those moments, we're just experiencing a shadow. But your light is shining over us to expose the lies of the enemy and to remind us that you are with us. Oh God, we thank you for it, oh Lord. We thank you. Where else should we go, if not in the house of prayer, to lift our voices to you and to let you know how much we love you and how much we are in need of you. Oh, Holy Spirit, move in our hearts, move in our marriage, move in our families, move among us one more time. Oh, move among us. Stir our hearts, oh Lord. Deliver us from casualness. Deliver us from this mindset of just cruising through life. We belong to you. And every power, every authority, and every victory belongs to us through Christ Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, we need you. Oh, God, we need you. Oh, God, we need you. Touch our hearts, touch our minds, touch our bodies. Oh God, we need you, Lord. Thank you for who you are. Oh God, thank you for your presence. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your promises. But God, I pray this morning that we will not only know about your promises, but we will live in your promises. Cause us this morning to obey you. Cause us this morning to obey your word. We put our ambitions aside. We put our mindsets that are contrary to you aside. And this morning, we're asking you to lead us. This morning, we're asking you to bring reconciliation. This morning, we're asking you to shine your light and to lead us into the path that you have called us to. Oh God, Oh God, we need you. Oh God, we need you. Oh God, we need you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Speak to your people. As we open your word, oh God, speak to us. Let your truth set people free this morning. Hallelujah. Lord, I worship you. I worship you. Lord, I worship you. I worship you for your name. For your name is holy. Holy Lord, for your name. For your name is holy, holy Lord, I enter. I enter the holies of holies. I enter to the blood of the Lamb. I enter to worship you, holy. Lord, I worship you. I worship you. Lord, I worship you. I worship. For As the worship team stay here, please. You may be seated for a moment. I'm not going to preach today. I just have a few thoughts that I feel like the Lord is leading upon my heart to share with you, and we'll spend more time in worship and in prayer. And the words are very simple. Obey the Lord. Obey God. I was going to share today, and the title of my message, God is not looking for resume, He is looking for obedience. And I don't feel like going into all of the details to convince you why we should obey the Lord. We already know that. But I feel like as we're going to worship in a moment and spend time in prayer, I believe that the Holy Spirit will speak to us and mold something in our hearts to give us confidence and to say, God, I'm choosing you. I'm choosing you. There were so many people in the Old Testament and in the New Testament that they did not feel like they had everything together to respond to the Lord when God was calling them in obedience ultimately. Yes, God was having calls on people's lives, but in obedience. But the Lord says, but I will be with you and I'll help you. Gideon, Moses, Apostle Paul, Timothy. Each one of them have every reason to say, God, I don't know if I should obey you in this matter or this way. The call that you have for me, the standards are so high. I fail every day. You sure you're in need of me? But that's when God was saying, but I am in need of you. I will give you the strength. I will be with you. I will help you. And in the New Testament, God has given us the power of the Holy Spirit to cause us and to help us to walk in victory. I'm sick and tired of seeing how the enemy is making so much fun on God's people. I got sick and tired in my life believing the lies of the enemy. We have every authority, every power given by the Lord to say, God, I'm choosing to walk with you. And this morning I have a passion in my heart to remind you that you don't have to live where you are. You don't have to live and make peace with the things that you're facing in life, with the struggles, with the sin, with the defeat, with problems, with conflicts. But this morning, God can cause me and you to walk in liberty and in freedom. Hallelujah. Now I'll just remind you from the scripture, a small portion. Before we pray, when God was calling Jeremiah, and he was about 17 years old, people say. He was a young man. And God is calling him, reminding him that he has a plan for him, that God has chosen him before he was even conceived in the womb. And Jeremiah responds by saying this, O Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak, for I am only a youth. And you might be here this morning to say, oh God, your standards are so high. I can't meet them. I can't reach them. I might be walking with you for a few years. I might be new in Christ. And I don't know if I can respond to the word of God the way you want me to. I don't know if I can commit fully to your word and live according to your word. And God engages us in conversations like that. Do you know that? Then when we oppose the Lord in moments when we don't agree with where He's calling us or how He's calling us to live, and we think that our openness will offend the Lord, but He does not get offended. He looks for people that are honest and open with Him, even in moments of failure. And the Lord, he almost like interrupts him and says, do not say. And he continues addressing Jeremiah. But this morning, the words that I have, that I feel like the Lord is putting upon my heart, even with my children during devotions, we talked about this passage. What are some of the things that you're saying in your life? That God is telling you, do this. And all of a sudden you're arguing with him, you're telling him, and you're giving him every reason, you're bringing your resume to say, God, you must have gotten the wrong person. But the Lord is saying, do not say. And you fill in the blanks. What are some of the things that you're responding to, the things that God is calling me and you to do, to live by? Every reason that we're giving Him to move on to another person. But He says, do not say, oh God, I'm a failure. Do not say that. I redeemed you. I died on a cross. I shed my blood for you. Do not say that you're unclean. For whatever what I have cleansed, it's clean. Oh, but I'm filled with all of these things in my life. Do not say those things, because you are more than conqueror through Christ Jesus. Oh, I feel filthy. I have washed you. And I've cleansed you. And my righteousness, it's imputed to me and to you. We did not deserve all of those things. It's imputed to me and to you. So often, we want to follow the Lord based on our resume and our past, of how great we have done or how many failures we had. But the Lord this morning is reminding me and you, just obey. Just obey me. Don't come to me to impress me, and don't come to me to talk me out of something that I want to do in your life. Just simply obey me. Obey my word. Obey my call. Whatever what it is. You might not be Jeremiah. You might not be the greatest prophet. But you can walk in obedience to the Lord to be a godly father, to be a godly mother, to be a godly child to your parents, to bring blessings and laughter to your parents, not tears. You can be those things that the Word of God is calling me to walk in through the Holy Spirit. Do not say, I am only a youth. For to all who I send you, you shall go. And whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord. And this morning, I believe that we need a deliverance from ourselves, from our ideologies. We need a deliverance of the way we think about us as the believers in Jesus Christ, as born again believers. We need deliverance for some of the things that we have believed in that the enemy has convinced us in our life. And this is my altar call. As God said to Jeremiah, do not say, and you fill in the blanks, whatever what you're saying about yourself. This morning, if it's not in light of the Word of God says, do not say those things, because I have better things for you. Hallelujah. Better things for you. And as we stand, Moses, same thing, he had a struggle following the Lord. He struggled to obey God. He struggled to do what God has called him to do. With a stick to go. It's just so silly. But God began to empower him to do miraculous things. And through his obedience, God delivered a nation from Egypt. But then it came a moment when the people got a hold of Moses. Moses allowed the people to get a hold of him instead of the Lord to get a hold of him. In a moment of weakness, in a moment of vulnerability. And God says to Moses, speak to the rock. Speak to the rock, because people want water. They're complaining. They're doing all this thing. Just speak to the rock. And Moses was so fed up that he shocked the rock. And can you imagine? Because of that, God says, you will not enter into the promised land. In different words, what I feel like, to me at least, what it represents the story. Moses, when you want to do things in your way, when you want to do things in your own ambition, when you're going to react out of anger and live your life like that, it will stop you to live in the promises of the Lord. Those things will prohibit you to flourish and partake from everything that the Lord has for you. For him, it was a property. For us, it's the promises of the Lord that are given to me and to you. Because we start acting on our own, on our resumes, on our grievances. Just obey God. Oh God, help me. to just obey you. You might have every reason to live the way you want to. You might have every reason to make decisions that are profitable to you right now. But if they are contrary to the word of God, this morning I'm warning you. Don't go that path, but obey God. And pray like David prayed. As we prayed with the elders this morning backstage here. Search our hearts, oh God. Is there anything wicked in there? Is there anything that I have created that I want to follow? You search me and lead me to everlasting life. Whatever what you're facing in life, if you're responding to the Lord or saying every reason to let him know like he doesn't know why you don't want to go his way, this morning it says, do not say those things. But God will empower you and give you the strength and the authority through the power of the Holy Spirit to do what he's called you to do, to live according to his word. And this is the desire of my heart for my life, for my marriage, for my children, for my home. And this is the desire of my heart for you. As believers, as born again believers, we have power to walk with the Lord. It doesn't mean that we're exempt from every trials. No, contrary, trials will come even more so. But God is with you. God is with us. And he will cause us to prosper in his promises. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His promises are not bound to promised land. His promises now are in Jesus and through Jesus in our lives. And yes, and amen. And all what we have to do now, God Almighty, help me not to act in anger. Help me not to act in my own. Help me not to base my life and move forward on my resume, on the facts of the past, of the worldly reasons of how I should act and live. Obey God. Obey God. This is what the strong word is in my heart. Obey God. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, he will cause you to prosper. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he will cause you to live in victory. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he will expose every lie of the enemy. And he will give you victory over everything that you're facing in life. And let your decisions be made with the Lord, with God involved. And this is the word of God. And if you are not making those decisions this morning, according to the word of God, I beg you to turn to the Lord and be ready, because he's going to change your course. Because you're not going to end up doing what you want, but you're going to end up doing what he says for you to do. Father, I pray this morning that we will respond to your word. God, I'm taking this in faith and walking in obedience this morning, because you know what we're going through and you know what your people are going through. And I pray now that we will respond to say to ourselves, I'm not going to say that anymore, but I'm going to obey God in Jesus' name. If you're here in the sanctuary or online, I would like to give you an opportunity to respond. And I'm going to be the first one here to say, God, I want to obey your word. I don't want to do things my own way. Would you cause me? Would you fill me with the Holy Spirit? Would you help me? I don't want to be a victim, but I want to be a victor through Christ Jesus. So if this is you, that you're in need of whatever what it is, if there's some of the things in your life that you have to say no to and say yes to the Lord, by coming here to the front, all what you're saying physically or visibly, saying, God, in faith, I'm doing this. Now help me. Help me. Brothers and sisters, obey God. Obey his word. And his promises are going to flourish in our life. Do not say the things that you've been saying. And believe the word of God, because he will be with you to cause you and to help you. He can renew your mind. He can renew your passion. He can renew your love. He can renew relationships. He can do it. He can do it. He's done in the past. He can do it now. We have a decision to make. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh God, thank you. Oh God, thank you.
I'm going to ask if Pastor Nick, Pastor Josiah, Kate Hughes, if you can come, please. Raphael, Elder Raphael, if you can come and lead us in prayer. And after this prayer, we're going to be rejoicing in the Lord with a victory song. Now listen to me. As I was here thinking about what the Lord is doing, this story came to my memory that even though the Israelite nation, they went through so many battles to go into the promised land, you would think once they went to the promised land, they were like, amazement, right? No, they still had to live and see victories, even in the promised land. But the difference was what? They were not asked to fight, but they were asked to believe in the promises of God and to give God a shout of praise. To walk in obedience like silly people around those Jericho walls. Because the victory belongs to the Lord. And this morning, after we all pray and spend some time in prayer, I pray that God will birth a shout in our hearts to say, God, I live with your promises. I live in your promises. And you are going to help me to shout, to just let it go, and to believe you that all the walls are going to crumble down and I'm going to live free, free at last and free indeed through Christ Jesus. And no lie of the enemy will captivate my thoughts and my life. I'm not a slave to the enemy, but I'm a servant and a child of Most High God. Amen. Listen, let's give God a shout of praise. Let me tell you this. I think if we were part of the march around Jericho wall, I think the walls will be still standing. Let's give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you that it's worth it to press through to you. And church, we need to lift our voices this morning. It can't just be those of us holding the mic that are praying. I know in my heart there's people here. You're like the woman with the issue of blood. And there's a crowd around you, a crowd of lies and fears and anxieties and impossibilities. And there has to be enough faith in you to push through those things. Jesus, it's worth it to press through to you. Lord, the master's garment is there. Jesus, you're not the one holding us back, oh God. But Lord, you call us to believe you enough. Will we push through, oh God? Do we trust you enough to say, I'm not going to let this resistance from the enemy stop me. I'm not going to let this resistance from my own mind and imagination stop me. I'm not going to let the resistance of my bad habits stop me. I can get to Jesus. I can touch his garment and I can be healed. I can be made whole. Things can be made right. Lord, we believe this, oh God. We believe this, Lord. Jesus, we believe you more than we believe the things raging in our hearts right now. God, I pray that there would be breakthrough. Lord, I've heard the tears in this room today. I've heard the cries in this room today, God. And Lord, I know there are people in need of a miracle and you have power available to them. You have power available, Lord. And you're longing for them to believe you enough, to trust you enough, to want you enough that they will push through. Lord, we want you more than what's in our life right now. We want you more, oh God, than the things that we've made peace with. We want your will more, oh God, than what's governing and controlling us and harassing us, oh God. Lord, I thank you that by the power of your Holy Spirit, by the knowledge of your love, we can press through the crowd. We can press through every fear, every lie, every temptation, every sense of doubt. We can lay hold of just the hem of your garment and the bleeding is going to stop. The bleeding will end. The miracle will come. All the uncleanness will go because that's what you do, Lord God. Jesus, I know that you want to touch us, Lord, but God, I believe there's people here this morning. You're calling them to reach out and touch you. Lord, you're calling them to reach out, oh God. You're there. You love them. You want them. But God, there's something about their faith. Lord, there's something about it that needs to be tested. There's something about their faith that needs to be trained. And that's why you're telling them, no, son, daughter, you must learn to push through. You must learn to press in. I can't just give this to you. You've got to believe me. You have to want me. You have to long for me and have enough faith to put one foot in front of the other. There's a miracle at the end. There's a miracle on the other side of the crowd. There's power on the other side of the lies. Press into God. Press into your Father. He loves you. He is for you. Nothing can be against you. Jesus, we thank you. Thank you for what you've made available, Lord. Give us the faith to fight. Give us the faith to press in. Give us the faith, oh God, to not give up, oh Lord, to endure the way that you endured for us. You endured such brutality, oh God, against your body, against your mind. You were afraid, oh Lord, in the garden, but you pressed through it all, oh God. You pushed through it, Lord, and that's why we can push through. The reason why we can endure is because you endured for us, oh God. The reason why we have hope in our race, the reason why we can know that we will make it to the finish line is because you've already crossed it for us, God. It's not our strength. It's not our power. Lord, it's all what you have provided for us. So God, thank you for testing our faith. Thank you for reminding us that there's moments we've got to press through. There's moments that you want us to reach out and touch your robe, oh Lord God. And I thank you that just as you did with that woman, the moment you felt that power go out of you, you stopped everything to find her. And Lord, I thank you that the moment, oh God, you feel our feeble, weak hands lay hold of your promise, Lord, you're going to stop everything and you're going to set your eye upon us and nothing will ever be the same again. We love you, we trust you, and we press in today by the power that you have given us. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord, I thank you that this morning is not about the promises that we bring to you. God, promises that I'm going to change this going forward. Promises that I'm not going to do this anymore. Promises that I'm going to start doing this. God, it's not about the promises that we bring to you. God, we lay our promises at the altar, realizing that we can't promise anything so that we can lay a hold of your promises for us, God. Promises of power, promises of change, promises of freedom, God. And so we lay our promises down today. God, we can't keep them. We've made promises before. God, and we take hold of the promises that you have put over our lives. Thank you, Jesus, God, for meeting us with your grace. Thank you for meeting us with your mercy. God, maybe even some of us came with a sense of self-pity and condemnation, God, and were just met with your grace and your mercy to go forward, to move forward in life. God, I pray for that person in the room that they know that they probably should have been here at the altar. God, I pray that you would meet them where they're at. God, that you would meet them right where they are at in their seat. God, that you'd fill them with the power of your Holy Spirit. God, that you would break away the hardness of heart, that you would break away the shame and condemnation. God, whatever it is that wants to keep them bound, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would break, that they would break free from that. God, we're so grateful because of the obedience of Christ. We can step into that obedience, God. God, help us to grab hold of the life that is found there. God, we're tired of empty performance. We're tired of being stuck in the same spot. We need Jesus. We need the power of the Holy Spirit. And I thank you that it's not a need that can't be met. It's a need that's already been met. We have him. We have you. God, let us be changed. Let us leave this place today changed. We don't want just a moment at the altar. We don't want just a moment on a Sunday morning. We want it to change our lives on Monday and on Tuesday and on Wednesday and on the week going forward. God, and we thank you that that's the God that we serve. You're not a God of Sunday. You're a God of every day of the week. And you give power to walk every day of the week. And so we bless you and we thank you and we praise you for this goodness in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Jesus. God, we thank you for your promises. We thank you that you've promised us the Holy Spirit to live inside of us, Lord, and dwell in our hearts. God, and we're calling on the name of Jesus today, and we're calling on the Holy Spirit to come in and clean house. God, in our hearts, Lord, and in our minds, and everything that holds us back from obeying the things that you are calling us to do, Lord. Those things in our mind that we know, God, that you're asking us to do, but there's such a fight, God. God, some of us are at a crossroads where this moment of obedience is critical for us, God. God, I'm asking in the name of Jesus, whatever it is that holds us back from moving forward with the things that you're calling us to do, God, that those things would be broken by the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives, God. God, help us to trust you. Obedience takes trust. God, we can't obey someone that we don't trust, God. God, I just pray, Lord, whatever it is that holds us back from fully knowing that you love us, God, for fully knowing that the things you're calling us to do are for our good. God, when you ask us to lay something down or you ask us to take a step, God, it's because you have plans for our life that are so abundantly beyond what we can imagine or think, God. You have plans for us and our families and our children's children and their children, God, that our obedience has ripple effects, God. God, I thank you, Lord. God, I thank you that your grace is sufficient for today, that you forgive us as we fall time and time again, God, but we don't have to live in the cycle of repentance and getting up and failing and getting up. God, you have given us the power of the Holy Spirit within us. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in me, God. And so I don't have to cower to the things that hold me back from obeying the things that you've called me to do. Some of them are big and some of them are small. God, help us in the small things, the little foxes that get in, God, and distract us, God, and keep us from the things that you're calling us to do. God, we call them out. We call them out in the name of Jesus. We speak Jesus over our minds. We speak Jesus over our tongues. We speak Jesus over our hearts. We speak Jesus over our relationships and our interactions and how we conduct ourselves, Lord. Our honesty, our integrity, how we walk as Christians, how we treat other people. We speak Jesus over every inch of our homes. God, every room, Lord, that we dwell in and we live in, God, every place that we interact, we speak Jesus. God, and when you ask us to move, would we be bold enough to listen, Lord? God, we love you. I thank you, God, for your promises. I thank you for the things that you've promised for me and for my family. God, and I'm asking you for the willingness and the courage to obey you. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for speaking to us today. Thank you, Lord, for showing up today in such power, Lord. You came with us into the house, but you manifest yourself today in a special way. Lord, speaking to our hearts, Lord Jesus. Lord, and not letting us stay where we are, not letting us have our mindset the way it is, Lord, but you're transforming us by the renewing of our minds, and you're speaking truth into our hearts and in our minds and our lives, God. And Lord, we just lift each other up today, our brothers and sisters in this room right now, God. Lord, you know all of us, Lord. You know every area that we need to obey you in, God. Lord, you know, we know, Lord Jesus, that you're calling us. Lord, it's clear today that you're calling us to believe you, Lord, to have the freedom, Lord, like we sang in the beginning of service, the freedom to obey you, God. The freedom to obey you, no longer bound by things that hold us back, that make us think that we can't move forward in you, that we can't attain what you're asking us to take hold of, that we can't, Lord, be used by you in the way you want to use us. No longer, Lord, are those things holding us back, but we're going to walk in freedom today, God, to obey you, God, to seek you, God, to honor you, God, to love you, God. And Lord, we thank, even as has been prayed already, God, it's not in our own strength, God. We don't muster this up today, God, in our own strength. We don't try to psych ourselves into this, God. Your word says in Ezekiel that you'll sprinkle clean water on us, but then you'll put your Spirit in us so that we might do your statutes, oh God. So Holy Spirit, that's what we're asking right now.
in every area that you've put your finger on today, every area that you've spoken to us today, we release it to you, we surrender it to you, and we ask you, oh God, that as we sang at the last song, that we crown you, Lord, Lord of glory, we crown you the King of our hearts, and by your grace and by your Spirit, we will walk in obedience, God, not because we can do it, but because you can do it through us, oh God. That's our promise today, God. That's our promise today, God. That's our promise today, God. You're going to do it in us, God. And we just love you with all our hearts. And all of God's people said, amen. Let's lift up a praise shout to the Lord today.